This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 16th of May. Surrey's top order folded to have Nottinghamshire a handy 67-run first innings lead on day 2 at Trent Bridge. After Jade Dernbach ended the Notts first innings at 274, Surrey quickly slipped to 71 for 6. Luke Fletcher and Harry Gurney each struck twice, as only one of Surrey's top 6 reached double figures. Gary Wilson and Gareth Batty then began a recovery of sorts, with a vital 7-wicket stand that was worth 81. Both were out just shy of 50 to Samit Patel, but thanks to useful contributions from Tim Lindley and Jade Dernbach, Surrey scraped past 200. Stuart Meeker then dismissed Alex Hales later on in the home side's second innings, as they closed 91 runs ahead on 24 for 1. Somerset looked destined for defeat against Middlesex. They're still 83 runs adrift of Middlesex's 347 on 112 for 5 in their second innings after being asked to follow on. The visitors' last 2 wickets had boosted their total by 54 runs in the morning, as last man Tim Murta made a sprightly 29 before giving Jamie Irvine his 6th wicket. Murta then carried that form over into his more recognised suit and dismissed 4 of the home side's top 5 batsmen. Toby Rowland-Jones and Neil Dexter took 2 wickets apiece, as Somerset were all out for 152, with Peter Trago's 34 the top score. Trigo and Murta then both starred in the Somerset second innings. Murta again took 4 wickets to help reduce them to 35 for 5, with Trago then ending on 58 not out to lead a much needed late rally. Yorkshire took control against Warwickshire. Despite missing 2 of their regular top 6 owing to events at Lords, they finished day 2 at Edgbaston on 318 for 7, with a lead of 190 over the home side. There were contributions from most of their batsmen, with Gary Bounce and Adil Rashid's 5th wicket stand of 78, the best of the partnerships. Bounce made 52, before becoming one of 3 wickets for Jeevan Patel, while Rashid continues excellent batting form and ended on 68 not out. The Sussex had comfortably the better of day 2 against Derbyshire. They reached stumps on 328 for 8 after a poor start to their first innings. Mark Footit and Jonathan Clare reduced 109 for 5, before a man of the stand between Chris Jordan and Michael Yardy gave the visitors the upper hand. Yardy ended on 121 not out, and 179 with Jordan for the 6th wicket. Jordan departed 8 short of a well-deserved century, while Footit struck twice late on to end with 5 for 104. Derbyshire's first innings ended at 223 earlier in the day, as James Anion took 2 of the last 4 wickets to fall, end with 356. In Division 2, Ravi Bapari hit a welcome century. Essex closed on 343 for 9 in reply to Glamorgan's 231. Essex recovered well from their double loss last night, with Bapari showing useful signs of 50 or more with Mark Bertini, Ben Foulkes and James Foster. Graham Napier then finished on 41 not out. Michael Hogan was the pick of the Glamorgan attack and took 3 wickets today to add to his 2 yesterday. Leicestershire reached stumps on 89 for 1 following another low-order rebuild to Northamptonshire at Wantage Road. The home side resumed on 91 for 4, but Rob Newton and Andrew Hall began the recovery by taking their 5th wicket partnership to 143. Newton departed for 81, but Hall remained and would go on to reach a century. Following Newton's demise, Ollie Freckingham would go on to take 6 for 125, struck along with Gerard Naik, but Hall found further support from David Willey. The pair added 115 for the 8th wicket, with Willey finally last man out for 77 after 76 balls. And Cambridge MCCU collapsed on Ings defeat to Gloucestershire on the second day at Fenners. Liam Norwell marked a successful return from injury by returning match figure of 9 for 41. The students' first innings was ended at 98, with James Fuller, Ian Saxelby and Matt Taylor the other wicket takers. Their second didn't look like being much better, and it was only a knock of 55 from Amit Gupta that took them into 3 figures. They were finally all out for 162, to lose by Ings and 82 runs.